It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Trent Waves, that's right. We are back again this week. How do you feel?
Good.
You look like you just can barely compose yourself. Like you just can't keep it together. You're like, good.
I'm excited.
What did you think of Carl Flesch last week?
I love him.
What do you love about him?
I like that he loves history.
Really?
Yes.
That's what you like about him?
That well, he loves history? I don't know him super, super well.
Right.
I'm just getting to know him now.
Well, you're sharing the board together.
Yes. We went on the tour on Saturday, right, which was great.
You know what I liked about that tour?
What?
Okay, so David had the microphone and Carl did most of the talking. Do you notice that? I'm like, what's Carl? Shut up already. Let the guy talk. He's all geared up like Darth Vader and he's not talking.
The tour that we went on and we're talking about is the architectural tour of Trenton, focusing on the houses of William Poland. And that all came about because of the installation at the Ellerslie, which is Junior One. And segueing into that.
No, I'm not ready to segue yet. Hang on. He's gonna have to wait a minute. I still have questions to ask you about Carl Flesch. This was a highlight from the tour I really liked. There was one point where there's a bunch of us, and it's a crowd of white people walking around on Saturday morning in Trenton. All right.
Yes.
And we get to this corner, and we're crossing the street, and on the other side of the street is a crowd of black people.
Yes.
It was like some kind of weird West Side Story thing about to happen.
But you know what? You all made friends.
And I'm like...
So that was the fun part.
We all made friends.
All made friends. It wasn't a fight. Actually, we had a nice conversation.
Well, what did that one guy say to you?
He was asking me, what's going on?
What's going on?
Apparently,
what's with all the white people?
White people. He said, what's going on? And I said, what's going on in tour? And he's like, a tour of what? And I said, of Trenton. He's like, you're not going to see anything.
You're going to find nothing.
And I said, what? What are you talking about? We already saw a bunch of stuff. And he's like, really?
And then I showed him the list.
And he was like, wow.
No, you got to have that list.
That was a fun exchange.
It was very cool.
This is the city we live in. That's why we love it. We're all characters. There's not one person that isn't a special snowflake.
Anyway, God bless him. I wish I had his name because I wouldn't bring him on the show. That would be amazing.
Yes.
Speaking about the tour, there was somebody that was on that tour with us.
Yes.
Who
that
we
was
were able to,
integral.
Yeah, he was integral or integral?
Depends on
it's
what
like
part of...
Applicable.
What part of Britain you're from.
Applicable. Potato, potato. Tomato, tomato. He was on the tour with us.
Yes.
And we were able to abscond with him. No, abscond with him or abscond him?
I don't know.
How do you use that word?
I don't know what you're trying
like
to say.
Does that mean like kidnap, abscond?
Yeah, it means to leave. Yeah.
It means to leave?
Yeah. To abscond with means you're taking somebody with
you. Yeah, so we absconded with him.
Yes.
Anyway, whatever.
What are you trying to say?
We invited this guy to be on the show and he's here with us. And I was trying to make it sound like we took him out of the tour and we drug him over here.
No, we didn't kidnap him.
No, or drug him.
No.
Anyway, Podcastia, welcome to the show today. The one and only, the man, the myth. Because he's been known to be a bit of a myth for some reason.
Has he? I don't know why. I've never heard this.
The legend himself, Mr. Carlos Vargas, right here on Trend Waves with us today. Hello, Carlos.
Wow, what an introduction.
The crowd, I mean, come on. You can't just drop a sound effect like that. That's real.
I'm speechless.
Wow.
See that?
I mean, like, wow.
You know what to do.
Don't be speechless now. Cause
now's not a time to be speechless. Don't pull a Wilkinson is what I call it. You know Andrew Wilkinson?
He's a photographer too, in Trenton.
Yeah, surprised you don't know him.
The reason why we have you on the show, not just one reason, but what brought this about was because I went to the installation at Ellerslie, and as soon as I walked in, your picture was there. And I'm like, oh my God,
I know him.
Now, I knew you were a photographer because...
Because we saw the same picture in the post office on the wall.
Right, yeah.
Long time ago, I can explain.
Yes, that's an old picture.
That's another show.
I knew you were a photographer because we had gone on the cycling tour, which I just found out you were not cycling on.
Which we'll get into.
I thought you were a cyclist, but I found out the truth about that. But I know you're a photographer, and I know you live in Trenton.
Yes.
So before we go any further, though, let me ask the question that we ask all our guests. What in your journey of life has brought you to Trenton?
I've been here since 75.
Okay.
1975. Wow. I've seen a lot of changes in my years here. My family's here. And just the history. There's so much. Even when we were on the tour Saturday, that, you know, when we were asked, like, what are you looking at? What? There's so much here that I think people miss.
Yes.
Every day there's something new that I, you know, just in my travels, going to my mother's house or just, again, just running to pick up something to eat. Like, I never noticed that building before.
Know.
There's always something to see, you know, so.
And that's why you travel with your camera all the time, right?
Yes.
Because you never know when you're going
to. I may have to stop the car, you know, make sure there's no traffic. And is just run and get a picture or something.
That's right. So your family lives in Trenton, too?
Yes. Born in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And I've been here since we actually moved here on my fourth birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been here ever since.
So you guys, you can do the math and figure out how to.
My head's already hurting. It's already starting to smoke.
We don't care.
I attempted it, and I'm like, now I'm getting a headache already.
All the way back.
Most of your family, then, is still in Trenton.
Yes.
You're still in Trenton.
Yes.
So you've decided to settle here because I feel like once you come here, it's something about it gets into your bones and you just fall in love with it. And people who don't live here don't get it.
They really don't get it.
Sometimes. Like, some people get it, but a lot of people don't get it. And that's kind of cool, I think. So when I walked into the Ellerslie, I saw your picture there. And I know you from the gym. I know you from the cycling excursions. And I knew you were a photographer. I was so intrigued. I was like, oh my goodness, this is great. And then I started sharing it on Instagram and social media, and I had tagged you in it. And then one thing led to another. And here you are on
here
the show.
I am.
Here he is in Newport City Studios in Trenton, New Jersey. Okay, so we're on the cycling tour in the cemetery. This is like
right.
What?
This was last year.
Last October?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
we did the cemetery tours.
Yes. And I saw
tours.
Carlos there too.
Yes, because
I'm like,
with
oh,
me.
Look at it. Carlos is here. Check that out. And then I just kind of ignored him after that because I was like, oh, whatever. So anyway, and then we're at the next site and I don't see Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, where'd Carlos go? And then I just figured out he probably went home, whatever. Then we come to find out you were not on the cycling tour. You were at one location taking pictures. Why
Mercer
weren't you on the cycling tour? What happened?
Oh, yeah. Where, me,
did someone? What happened to your bike?
Me and bikes do not get along.
You and why is that?
Ooh, a stationary bike, we're good. A bike, no. So as a child,
yeah,
back in the, you know, 70s, way back then.
Way back in history.
I had to be 75 and
I don't think there was color back then.
Oh, but, you know.
It was like the Wizard of Oz.
There definitely were bikes.
Right. Everything was black and white.
So my first experience on a bike, I remember it was a little orange bike my father had gotten for me. I had to share with my younger brother.
Right.
I don't know how to brake.
A very important thing to know.
Were they pedal brakes? Foot brakes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Yeah, they're hard.
So lived on a Turpin and Furman Street at the time.
Oh, okay.
Corner,
nice. You know where that is.
Yes.
That's so weird. Turpin. I know exactly where that
and
is.
Furman,
and
too.
Yeah, Furman,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Furman's easy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's near
okay.
us.
Mm-hmm.
So
go ahead.
Twice, me and my bike and a car kind of decided to get together, not mutually, I'm sure.
No,
but,
that's not a good
so that,
thing.
So that was that. And of course, I think the second time, which was a little pretty scary for me, but of course, I just run, leave the bike there and run and hide under my bed. I was more afraid of what my mom was going to do.
Oh, that's what you were afraid of.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So yeah, I never got on a bike after that until I was about 17.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So then decided, went with some friends, we were going to bike ride into Washington Crossing Park. And I always joke,
nice.
I went into the park
right.
on a 10 speed and I left in an ambulance.
Oh my God.
Wait. This was when you were 17?
Yeah.
What happened?
So going down a hill,
yeah.
Again, brakes. I don't know.
Were they foot brakes or hand brakes?
Those were hand brakes.
Did you use the front or the back?
You know what?
Did you flip?
Point,
did you flip over?
Did I flip? I flipped. I spun, twisted, and landed. I think I smacked onto a tree and ended up under a bench. The fact that I didn't break anything.
That is really miraculous.
Oh, wait a second, Carlos. You probably hit the front brake and that sent the rear head over heels over. Like you went over it.
That's definitely a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I remember there was a hill going downhill and.
And then you were under a bench.
Yeah. Under a bench.
Oh, my God.
And I think one of the things that I was more upset with as I kind of like came to and like I realized that they had to like cut my shirt off. I'm like, come what? On. I like oh, that t-shirt. Oh. Gone. So.
And why'd they have to cut your clothes?
Well, that's what she did.
Well, because at that point, I think I hit so hard when they were just trying to check to make sure that I didn't break anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, the shirt was gone.
Yeah, they're probably looking for cuts.
Oh, that's true.
Like
you
that
have to cut the bleeding. Clothes. I remember there was a guy who had asked us once at the gym we worked in years ago, hey, do you know how to work this AED machine? It was like CPR stuff. Uh-huh. And we were like, oh, yeah. So the guy said, okay, so what's the first thing you do when you have a person in front of you? And Chris goes, cut off their pants. And he's like, no. Like, what? What?
I don't know why I said that. So if someone faints,
off their pants.
I'm like, I'm there with the
get
scissor.
The pants off. Get their pants off. We'll see if they're asleep.
As soon as she's done cutting.
Yeah, we'll see if they're unconscious or not.
They'll wake right
wake
up.
Them up right quick. How old are you now?
I am 49.
Dude, what? It's been 32 years since you've been on a bike.
And I will not get on a bike.
Oh, because of that? Because they cut your favorite t-shirt?
Listen.
Yeah.
I understand. It's like me and waves. I don't like waves.
Dude. That's a whole other thing.
I know, but it's the same thing. Like in
bikes
your head.
And waves are not the same.
It's like a thing that happens to you, and then you're like,
you need to get on a bicycle again, my friend.
Stationary bike, yeah.
What is that stationary? Going nowhere fast. You need to get on a bike again. You can't let this defeat you.
But I have to say, I'm shocked that you're 49. Like, I didn't do the math before, but you look very, very good. I gotta say.
Thank you.
I would never have said 49.
Does he look as good as I do at 52?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I'm trying to like figure out the question because you're saying, does he look as good as you at 52?
Does he look, he's not 52.
You both look great for your age. There you go.
See what she does? Interesting.
I wanted to clear.
I blame my mom.
I think I look a little better than he does, though. A little bit.
Okay.
Well, we kind of look alike. I mean, we got the
I know we have the whole, we have the same haircut. Yeah. I think it's the glasses make you look older than me. Take the glasses off a second.
Let's see.
Let me see now.
Oh, yeah, he looks like a baby.
You actually do look younger without the glasses.
You totally look like
I'm being honest with you.
But then I can't see.
Oh, well, they don't know. People don't have to know that.
Now you look really young without the glasses.
You have a more 20s. Mature, I won't say older, but you have a more mature
look
with the glasses
on. I think glasses make you look
on?
More intelligent and more mature and all that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It gives you age. It ages you a little.
I want him on a bike again, and I want to be there when it happens.
But he doesn't want to be.
I know why, too, because of the stupid helmets. They look ridiculous, those helmets.
Were you wearing a helmet when you did your...
I'm going to say
no. That was before the whole
helmet. No way was he wearing a helmet. No way.
No. But I had a lot of hair then and hairspray, so I thought that would save
that
me.
Was
hair
like a helmet.
And hairspray.
That
hairspray.
Was the helmet.
You thought the product was going to help you.
You could see me back in the day. I had hair like Elvis.
Oh,
I'm just going to say.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. And with the hairspray? Oh,
I had hair like Paul Stanley from Kiss.
Yes,
that's what,
did.
What first attracted Christina to me.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, so I'm like, if I lose this hair, I'm finished. And sure enough.
And like at 19, it started to go.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just going to have to be rich.
But anyway.
Okay, let's go to Junior One. We
all
might
right.
as well. That's
so point. At the Ellerslie is this great installation. If you didn't hear the podcast we did last week with Carl Flesch, who organized it and researched it and curated it, check that out. It's an exhibit of Junior One, which really came from Carl seeing your photographs and Robert Sampson's photographs on social media. And your photographs are of the building from the outside. It was a little eerie, and it's an abandoned building, which I think it was great for the time we went to see it. The pictures were in black and white? All black and white?
No,
they weren't, but they appeared to be in black and white because
they
were
very unsaturated, like, but still a little bit of color.
I guess because the building is almost monochromatic when you just look at it because of the bricks and the colors of the rooms and inside and out. So these eerie pictures, both outside and in, of this beautiful building that is falling into disrepair and a state of abandonment right now.
Right.
So from that, then Carl expanded it and did all this other research. But your photos are the ones that are the outside photos.
Yes.
So how did you come to start taking pictures of this building?
Yeah, why that building?
Was it just that you stopped your car and got out, or was it something you had planned to do?
I think, again, it was one of those moments where driving, having my camera with me, mm-hmm. sometimes I just like to just get in the car and sometimes just drive around the city. Mm-hmm. And that particular day, when I first took some photos, because I've gone back a few times since, just decided, let me ride by my old school. I used to go there.
Right.
Oh, that's so you used to go thing. There?
Yeah.
That's well, it wasn't like thing. He's riding by and said, oh, look at this building.
No, I know. But like you could ride by the building that you know and go, oh my goodness, this would, you okay, know what I'm saying? Right, yeah. But not only did you photograph it, but you went there.
It just hit me, I think, the first time that I saw it because I hadn't really been in the area or seen the building for years. And I didn't know. Like, I knew it was closed. I had heard and read that maybe, you know, they were going to make housing or something. But I had never physically gone back mm-hmm. until that first time. And seeing it in the condition that it was in, again, I parked the car. Gate was open. Mm-hmm. So just walked around a bit and just taking pictures and, you know, again, just remembering, you know, I could like close my eyes and see, mm-hmm. you know, me with all my hair sitting on the front stoop, little front stoop, waiting for the bell to ring to go inside. And it was a just like a journey through the past for me, but mm-hmm. also just like seeing where the building was at that first time that I went to mm-hmm. take those pictures.
You remember it when you were saying this, when we went on the tour, you remember it as being pristine.
Yes.
And beautiful.
Yes.
So tell us a little about your experiences there.
One of the things that, you know, was a little funny back then, we had to do like home ec class. And that was something that, you know, wasn't just for the girls and the boys wouldn't do it. And it's funny, I say that because if you notice on the outside of the building, there's the girls' entrance, mm-hmm. boys' entrance.
Right.
Boys took gym by, you know, on their class, girls had their own. But with home ec, it was like part of the curriculum. We mm-hmm. took it. One
you
of
took
the
it
things,
together?
Yeah.
Was, when did you go to junior one? What years?
83 to 86.
Oh, okay.
86. Wow.
But one of the things that I remember with the home ec class, I was a little chunky back then because I love to eat. But that was one of the treats. Like, I couldn't wait to take it because I knew that one of the things that we would get to do as the semester was ending was we got to prepare our own lunch.
Oh,
we didn't have to go to the cafeteria to eat it. We would prepare it and we would have it there in the room,
right,
where we were.
So, you know, when
class.
You're preparing it, you're tasting it, so it's like a double lunch period.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was great.
I remember taking home ec in grammar school, and then it never really appeared in any other curriculum. And I really think they should get it back again.
Yeah.
Well, now I don't know if schools do that, you know.
But I mean, everybody gets hungry, and you got to do more than just boil an egg. Or
right.
Something. So it's good
right.
to, you know, remember or have a little bit of a
something. Know how to do something.
Well, that's right. A housewife thing. That was. I mean, this is the mid to later 80s. That wasn't even a thing.
Right. Really. But I think by the time you took home ec, it was more a general thing.
Right.
Like boys and girls were taking it. Wasn't right. just girls taking it to prepare them for having a family.
Gotcha.
It was a different approach.
Now, you took home ec together, but did you do gym together?
No.
No gym together. So what did you do in gym?
So gym was basketball, some baseball, running.
Running? Why do you say running like that?
I would say when it would get warmer outside. See, right. Again, going back to back then, I didn't like the gym, didn't like to exercise. I loved to eat.
Right. So you were chunky.
I was a chunky kid.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I remember Mr. Singleton, mm-hmm. who was my gym teacher. We would go line up at the door, and there were times where we would have to like just run outside. Like, why are we running? Like, just run to Jefferson School and back. Okay, do it. I'm like, why?
I know.
Yeah.
Would you have a bad experience with you had a bad experience with running? What happened? You tripped and fell under a bench? What happened when you were running now?
He just didn't like it.
Do you run now?
Yeah.
See,
now you run.
Yeah.
Mr. Singleton.
I enjoy it.
But you won't get on a bike.
No. Unless it has training wheels. Maybe. A stationary bike, yeah. Easy.
The stationary bike hooked up to a trailer.
It's funny because I didn't like gym either. I didn't like sports. I just, I didn't want to play basketball. I figure a way to sit in the corner and just chit chat. But now we both worked at gyms, right?
Yeah. Funny how life is.
Yeah. And enjoy it. Actually look forward to that.
Yes.
It's like, oh God, I gotta go. No, it's like, oh, yay, we're going to go to the gym and have fun.
The both of you teach a dance cardio class.
Well,
and the both of you were great.
I think the thing is, you're doing something you love. You probably always love to dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. See, that's what I'm...
Must be all that Irish blood in them.
They didn't always have the rhythm then, but...
Right, right. But the thing is like when you're exercising and doing things that you love,
right.
It's not like, all right, we're going to run around this thing again, or we're going to try and put this ball in that hoop. That's not fun for me. I'm not interested in that at all.
All right.
But there's other ways you can exercise without doing sports.
Or running.
Right. But you run now.
I like to jog, walk, run. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every morning?
Not every morning, but I like to, you know, as much as I can.
But you like to be outside doing it, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I would think so.
I could see that. I could definitely see that. With your pictures for Junior One, with this exhibit, when I looked at some of the pictures, I mean, I'm not a photographer by any means. I was just wondering, they looked untreated. Did you use any filters or anything? Because it looks very raw, which is cool.
Yeah. So with some of them, I purposely wanted to remove the color. I love color, but I think sometimes it's distracting. If you eliminate the color from some pictures, I think then you can really get the essence of what I'm trying to see in my mind. Right. So just to remove that and not be distracted by, you know, again, color, greens, blues, but just to look at the picture with its context and then you interpret it yourself. You kind of, you know, again, in my mind, I think you can see what I'm looking at, mm-hmm. but then it just leaves you space to interpret it for yourself.
Totally. I mean, that really comes out. It really comes across because it's these shots are extremely compelling. Podcastia, if you find yourself in the area of Trenton, New Jersey, you need to get yourself to the Trenton City Museum, otherwise known as the Ellerslie, ellerslie.org. Google it. I don't feel like spelling it because I'm probably going to spell it wrong anyway. But these shots are extremely compelling. They are a little
eerie. It's a little emotional.
It's
a,
you know, that's the thing.
Right. They're not scary.
Eerie, not eerie right. in the sense of like, ugh, like blood and gore, kind of eerie. It's just, it's very like it's empty, it's desolate. And yet you could almost imagine what it was like mm-hmm. when it wasn't like that in the picture.
Right.
See, and I think that that's what I was going for. Like right. you just hit it on the head. Across. It's like mm-hmm. what I was seeing and remembering.
Yeah.
But everything you just said is what I was hoping that when you would see the picture, that that's what you would feel.
And the person looking at it didn't even have to go there
exactly.
to get
right,
it.
Right.
Exactly.
That's mm-hmm. very, very cool. Now, are these shots available online?
You can see them online.
You can see the exhibit.
On the Ellerslie really? Website. Yes. Interesting. Yes. And there's more information, too, about the school and the history of the school and the architecture and so on. And what I like to say is, too, the indoor pictures that were taken by Robert Sampson really complement yours. So the two work really well together because his are the interior pictures, and again, still haunting, and the things he chose to focus on really match very well with what you did on outside. And you two did not collaborate at all. You just kind of separately went there. And
yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait a second. He just happened to be taking pictures of Junior One, not knowing you were taking the outside shots?
Not on the same day, but...
No, I know that. I mean, okay. I don't think it was that crazy, yeah. but still.
When we met for the first time, actually, at Ellerslie, that was the first time I had met him. I'd seen some of his pictures online. I follow a couple of photographers who do what they call urban exploring.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So he does that. He has amazing photography. But prior to this, I hadn't met him. I believe he's based in Philadelphia.
How did he even know to come and do that?
I guess he just went exploring. Especially if he's
urban
somebody...
Urban exploring.
That's right. So urban especially exploring. If he's interested right. in urban environments. It seems like he likes that kind of look and interesting like things that are a little peely and rusty.
Right. Were you always into photography?
Not always.
When did you start?
I guess annoying my family with doing the family photos.
Okay.
I think I have like a record of every party, every birthday. I know my nephew was sick of me taking his picture. I think as I got older, just appreciating what was in front of me and just trying to look at it a little different and playing around with film.
I was just going to say, because I went to the High School of Art and Design in Manhattan. I went in the 80s. And when I was there, we had to take photography, where we actually had to take pictures and then go into the dark room with Fixer and all that stuff and actually develop our own stuff. And are you coming from that end of it or are you coming from more digital end of it?
More digital. I did do film. I didn't process or do my own prints. Looking back at some of my film photography, like I can see where I kind of was developing a style without really even knowing what I was doing
really?
At that time.
Okay.
Yeah, because I like to take different angles, kind of get on the floor. Or, you know, there's just things that I, when I look at my pictures, it's something that I think I've always done, but not really realized that I had been doing that
mm-hmm. yeah, you know, okay.
the whole time.
You already had it in mm-hmm. you. Well, you have a very artistic way. You're very creative. And that, you know, it's going to come out in whatever medium.
What's cool about this city yeah. is people inspire other people. Even if you're not in the same genre, like maybe you're not a photographer, but you're an artist or you're a graffiti artist or
yes.
you're a dancer or you're a singer or a musician, we all kind of feed off each other. And there's this really big melting pot of talent and creativity.
There's amazing
right?
talent here yeah. in Trent. Amazing talent. And I think one of the things that kind of got me out of my shell a little bit was before the Roebling Lofts mm-hmm. became the Roebling Lofts, mm-hmm. just happened to be scrolling through Facebook and came across the Trenton Photo Club, and they were having a walking tour, and I'm like, oh, this sounds really cool. I want to try it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
From there, just met some really amazing, talented artists, mm-hmm. and they encouraged me to continue doing what you're doing, like to have someone else kind of tell me, your photos are really good. You should continue to do this. Mm-hmm. Kind of then just like, you know, made sure, and I wanted to continue. So
it's an encouraging environment, too.
Yeah.
It might be competitive, but not in a negative way. I think it's a competitive thing that makes you more creative, you know?
Absolutely.
I think your photographs are very much in my style because I like how you take close-ups of things. You don't take big objects a lot of times. You kind of zoom in on maybe something here or there. Although the ones that you took in New York with streetscapes.
Yes.
I really like those too because they were very colorful. It almost looked like there was a couple of pictures I saw on, must have been Instagram or something, where it almost looks like a foreign country. It reminded me like of Thailand or something because all the restaurants were outside and it was all colorful.
Literally.
And I'm like, this doesn't even look like New York to me, but I like those too. So I like your style of photography.
Thank you.
Do you know Edwin Torres?
Yes.
You know Edwin? Mm-hmm. Edwin's been on the show.
Yes.
Will Foskey?
Yes.
Will's like my brother. Will is actually Christina's birthday twin.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Will's been on the show three times. Yes. Four times.
Yeah, so there's a lot of really cool photographers. Barbara Moore, do you know Barbara?
Yeah.
Yep. See really? So you know it's Habib? A tight...
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He is amazing.
Yeah.
Beloved one.
Mm-hmm. Beloved one. Mm-hmm. Beloved one, that's it.
Right. So there's a lot of cool artists in this city. But you also didn't start as a photographer. You said you went to Parsons, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I studied interior design and architectural history.
Interior design, which I love that also.
Yes.
You still dabble in that though, right?
Oh, yes.
You never stop dabbling in a lot of things, right?
No. So I don't think you guys got in common.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we were speaking at the tour on Saturday, and one of the other schools that I went to here in Trenton, Mott School on Center Street.
Right, okay.
You know, and I told you, just sitting there, I remember in my fifth grade classroom, just looking around, high ceilings, there's a big closet in the back. I'm like, you know, this would make a cool apartment. This is in the fifth grade. And
you were saying this in the fifth grade?
In the fifth grade.
Oh, okay. While he's in the school.
I thought he went to that school the other day for some reason. He's sitting there.
No, this is while he was a kid.
And yet, you know, now Mott School, the original Mott School.
Is an apartment.
Yeah, there you go.
So they were converted to apartments. I should get a cut of that.
I was going
to
say, have you checked it out? Maybe you get like an apartment over there, like a vacation apartment.
Now, the area that you grew up in, which you're in South Trenton,
South
right?
South Trenton.
Yeah, because that's where we live now. So are you still in South Trenton or are you in a different area?
Now I'm right near Glen Afton.
Oh, okay.
So like West Trenton.
Okay. Yeah, I never know
where. I was going to say, if he would have said Mill Hill, there's another John Hatch reference. You know John Hatch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like him? Do you like him?
We love John Hatch.
I know you do, all right? We know you take a bullet for John Hatch. I'm talking to Carlos Vargas.
Frank is trying to mention John. Do you John like John Hatch? Every episode.
I
do you
love
like
John
him?
Hatch.
Oh, now you love him. Oh, God.
See?
I'm looking for somebody to give me a bad word about John Hatch.
No.
No one's willing to say, you know what I hate about that bastard?
No.
Well, you know, I did go on the Christmas tour.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I only got one cookie. One.
Wow.
I was hurt.
You hear that, Hatch? Jerk.
I bet you're going to get a whole bunch of cookies for Christmas.
Well, especially after this show airs.
Oh, don't you love the Mill Hill House tour? Oh,
it's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. What people do. And there's so many different kinds of houses.
Mm. Yes.
You have the big, glorious Victorians, and then you have the little, smaller ones. And people are so creative. And I, like, look at things and... I don't know about you. I take pictures and think, I'm going to go home and try that.
Yeah.
Get ideas,
yeah,
right?
Very cool.
Yes.
Inspiration.
Yes.
All I could say is, God bless you, David Henderson. that's all I got to say. All right. Carlos, would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Uh-oh. Sure, why not?
Your game,
why
right?
Why did you explain it?
No, I'm not explaining nothing. I'm asking him a little something we call plugs. Would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
I jumped in the pool already. Might as well.
Yeah, right? You might as well swim. All right, here we go.
Trenton Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia. Let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves. That's right. You hear that? The heat again is on. When are they going to fix that?
The heat?
Don't you hear that?
It's heat.
I know what it is.
What do you mean? You don't want the heat on?
I don't want to hear it.
Oh, it's just air blowing.
Babe,
that's how
I
it
know
works.
What it is. I don't want to hear it.
I'm sorry.
No, I think it just shut. Okay. No. Let me get this in real quick before it pops on again. I talked to Ann and Aaron. TrentonWaves.com, TrentonWaves, Trenton Waves Podcast. Visit us on all your social media and make sure you listen to us on your favorite podcast directories. You can find them, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts now, because they did away with Google Play Music. They just sprung that. I just, one morning, I'm like, oh, where'd Google Play Music go?
I was going to make my playlist for, you know, my class. And He's like, where did Google Play go? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, sorry. You got to use YouTube Music now. I'm like, I don't want to use that.
What?
Well, anyway. Well, we are on Google Podcasts. You can find us on there as well. And all your favorite podcast directories. Also visit us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, but not TikTok. Because we can't stand TikTok.
I don't like it.
Carlos, where can people find you? Where can people see you? Where can people go online to experience all things Carlos Vargas?
Los Photos, that's my Facebook page. I share pretty much travel photos and just, you know, again, what I feel or what I'm looking at through my camera. You can find it there. LOS, and then I do photos for Spanish. The photo, like my mom would say.
Los Photos. Oh, wait, Photos is spelled P-H-O-T-O-S.
Yeah, but you know.
It's not a different spelling because the accent is different.
Yeah, but
is it?
So no, I have it with an F.
I was going to say
LOS FOTOS
F.
So Los for Carlos. They just spelled that. So then, mira lo foto ahí. Yeah, there's the pictures right there. Go ahead, look at them.
Look at that.
Cool.
So it's sort of like Los Lobos, but it's Los Photos. Los Photos. Anybody remember Los? Remember Los Lobos?
I do.
La Bamba.
You just heard it. There you go. Okay, very good. Is that it? That's all you got?
I'm sorry.
How about the Junior One exhibit, dude?
Yeah, talk about that.
I'm thinking, like, you know, we're talking about music now, and Los Lobos kind of threw me off.
Sorry, buddy. Jeez. was that easy?
Definitely check out the exhibit at Ellerslie for Junior One featuring, you know, my photos and Robert Sampson at Ellerslie.org.
And you can even come in person.
Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays until April, you can actually visit in
timed entry.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, you sign up. That's and right. You can spend some
you
time.
You come in there, they take your temperature and some blood, and no, you're good to go.
We don't take blood.
Oh, you stopped doing that. Okay.
We stopped doing
after
that,
the incident, which we won't get into.
And also to hook on to the same exhibit, we're going to be promoting a Junior One reunion right now since we're doing things a little differently. We are encouraging people to come to the Ellerslie to see the exhibit who have gone to Junior One, and we're going to give you more information on that as we firm up the details.
That's
about
cool.
That. So if you know people that have gone there, I mean, it opened in 1916. I don't know if there's anybody still around.
God bless you if you're a graduate
then.
From 1916.
And it closed in 2006, but there's going to be a special time for a reunion, so you might meet some classmates and other fellow.
What is that, like 90? That's like 100 years almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Yes. Yes.
It's more than 100 years. It's more than 100 years, 104 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 1916, 2016.
How many years was junior high? 4 or 3?
3 years.
Oh, that's why you went from 83 to
86.
83, 86. Mm-hmm. I thought, like, maybe got left back or something like I did.
I never stayed back.
Look at the way you said that, all smug. I never stayed back.
Me neither.
Yeah, God bless the both of you. You'd go to school wheeling an IV and a limb hanging off, please. I used to put pennies in my mouth to get my temperature up. One day I was 104 degrees. My father said, well, you can't go to school. You're dead. I'm like, oh, shoot. Kept it in there too long. Anyway, ask your question, please.
Okay, so this is a question I ask at the end of every podcast. When you think of your dream Trenton, what does it look like?
Very diverse, which I think we're there in that sense. I can remember back growing up and seeing changes. My ideal Trenton would be just the art scene, to go downtown and just experience just people all over and different shops and housing and a lot of opportunity for everyone, just everyone, artistic, employment, food, love to eat.
Definitely food.
But no bikes.
No bikes.
Not for Carlos.
He's been banned from bikes.
Yeah, I think that, you know, again, Trenton just has a lot to offer. I think there's a lot of potential here in the city. And I think a lot of people count it out without really knowing, you know, just, it's Trenton. You know, but if they take a little bit more time to just, you know, invest in it, there's a lot here. A lot of great people. Just take a chance.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. It's a gem. It is.
It really is.
I actually want to say something to any residents that have been here for a long time and don't realize the potential and the opportunity and the wonderful things that are here. Just like that gentleman we met on Saturday on the tour. I was like, right. What are you going to see here? I'm like, really? And that's where I think we need to do better. The people that are long-standing residents, like, come on, folks, come out and don't just count out because of things that you've maybe experienced in the past and let that dissuade you from checking out what are the good things that are going on, right? Yeah.
Some of the comments that I've gotten, you know, again, when I post my photos, Trenton photos, you know, well, I'll go out into just around and I'm taking different photos. And a lot of the times, some of the comments are, I never noticed that before. Where is this? I never seen this before. I'm going to have to go back. So that makes me feel good to know that someone's going to go back and actually, based on something that I, you know, photo that I shared.
Right.
Yeah, this is Trenton. This is here. And some people just don't see it, don't appreciate it. But I like that they can go back and then I'm going to go back and look at that, or I'm going to look for that.
I agree.
Right. So they don't miss out.
All right, until next week, this has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves. Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
What's the other photographer's name?
Robert Sampson, I believe it is.
Okay. And Robert it came from social media seeing your photos and Robert Sanford's.
Sanford. So Red Fox?
Sam. He's the other guy that was there.
And Red Fox was there too, helping Fred. Carl.
Samson. Robert.
You're Fred Sanford now.
Yeah, take a picture, you big dummy.
Weezer, it's a big one. All right, good. Take it from the top.
You know this is going into some outtakes.
No, this is going after the outro for the hardcore listeners that listen throughout the whole thing. Good.
All right, so I think this installation came from Carl seeing your photographs and Robert Sampson's photographs on.
You got to take it again. You're laughing.
I'm sorry. You can't cut
people
that
are
out.
Not going to understand why you're laughing when you said Sampson.
My photos and Robert Sampson.
I like how he looked at me. Because I kept getting it wrong.
Oh, and so, so that could be found on the Ellerslie Museum website.
Yes.
Wait, let him just say that.
Sorry. I don't know what the website is. Oh, my goodness. I'm on the board.
I think it's Ellerslie.org, board member.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Because I don't. Oh, never mind. Just go ahead.
Just finish that up with the exhibit part.